makers of Rawley Cigarettes and Cool Cigarettes again offer their new show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with a cast including Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Vaux, brilliant young tenor, and Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra.
But first, remember that Rawley Cigarettes now sell at the same price as any other popular brand.
Which means you get a finer cigarette, but you don't pay a penny more.
And the second thing to remember is that Cool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L, are the cigarettes that contain just enough mild menthol to cool and refresh your throat.
Both Rawleys and Cools give you a dividend that no other cigarette does. A valuable coupon comes with each pack of these fine union-made cigarettes. And that coupon is good for Hansen premiums. Try a pack of Rawleys or Cools and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey, who's that coming down the street?
It looks like organ grinder Pete.
Good old organ grinder Pete, he's the latest rhythm king with his organ grinder swing. Put a nickel in his hat like a rich aristocrat. Every penny that you fling makes that organ grinder swing.
Gentlemen, in keeping with their aim to give you only the absolute best, whether it be in cigarettes, premiums, or radio entertainment, the makers of Rawleys and Cools now offer you, supported by Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, and Robert Bernard, the man who is today's laugh sensation of the airwaves, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Look at that. Oh, hello, Tilly.
What's that?
Look, Charlie.
What?
There's my sister out there again tonight.
What?
In the third row. With the big fur piece.
Oh, I missed her last Monday. Let me see if I can pick her out.
Right there. The one with the big fur piece.
You mean the girl with the skunk?
You see... With the what?
With the skunk. The big skunk.
Please, Charlie.
What?
After all, he's my brother-in-law.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, now that Christmas is coming,
yeah.
could you loan me $100 Yuletide?
$100 Yuletide? What do you mean, Yuletide?
Yuletide me over till the first of the year.
Yeah. What do you need extra money for?
Well, I got to buy my wife a fur coat.
Yeah.
You know, for the same reason, every husband must buy his wife a fur coat.
Oh, sure. You mean to keep her warm?
No. To keep her quiet.
Yes.
And I've got to make a trip out to the country tomorrow to chop down my Christmas tree.
Oh, but Christmas isn't until the 25th. Aren't you chopping your tree down a little soon?
I do my Christmas chopping early.
Oh, you do your Christmas gagging early, too. It'll be 2 weeks before the other radio comedians start dragging out those Christmas jokes.
Yeah! This year, I'll tell him first.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
I'm telling
you're buying your wife a fur coat, eh?
Yeah.
Is she a connoisseur?
You see, that... I didn't hear that.
She's a connoisseur.
No, she's a Welsh girl.
Oh, Welsh girl.
Yes.
Do you speak any Welsh?
No, just a rare bit.
Just a rare bit. That one I didn't expect.
No, I cooked it up special for you.
Yeah. They say Welsh girls are very romantic. I'll bet you were secretly married, what?
You're speaking in big words. I don't understand you.
I say, were you married secretly?
No. We knew about it.
Oh, you knew about it.
No. But would you believe it, Charlie?
What?
So far, I haven't even kissed her once.
You've never kissed your own wife?
No, sir. You see, she is what you call a futuristic dancer.
Yeah.
Huh? She runs around.
Uh-huh.
Some 6 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Runs around some more. Then jumps again. She's always practicing. Day or night, she practices.
But what's that got to do with the fact that you've never kissed her? Don't you love her?
I love her, but...
What?
I can't catch her.
You can't catch her.
I can't catch her. Little Willie, I can't catch her.
Oh, you'll forget your troubles, Brian. Didn't you just join that new lodge, the Knights of Christopher?
Yeah, and what initiation.
Nice initiation.
You know something, what? Charlie? They finished it up by leaving me all alone with a beautiful blonde who kept saying to me, kiss me. Kiss me.
Oh.
Kiss me.
Well, that was to test your character. And being a married man, what did you do?
I kissed her.
You kissed her?
Yeah. If I'd have passed up a chance like that, I wouldn't have been the Knight of Christopher.
Well, if you hadn't kissed her, what would you have been?
An odd fella.
An odd
fella. Hiya, Ben. Hiya, Ben. Hiya, Charlie.
Oh, don't tell me Tommy Dorsey's been drinking.
Done seen it. I gave him a few in the dressing room.
Yeah. Yeah, a few. I guess you did.
Yeah. Then he played the trombone for me, only how he played it.
How he played it, huh?
Charlie, he's just like a Rawley cigarette.
What do you mean, like a Rawley cigarette?
To realize how good he is, you've got to get him lit.
To realize how good he is.
To realize how good he is, you've got to get him lit!
Wait a minute. What are you shouting it for?
I'm taking no chances. The sponsors are way down in Kentucky.
Oh, come on.
I'm taking no chances.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. I said hello, everybody.
Susie, come here, dear. Did you finish those problems in that question from the college professor?
Yep, and here they are, all worked out.
Now, let me see. Let me see what she's got here. 2 times 9 is 20. 7 and 6 is 12. Just as I thought. May West.
What do you mean, May West?
She's done him wrong.
May West.
It's here.
Yes.
Listen, Petrie, I told you 100 times I don't want you in my information bureau.
No, then change the script.
Change the script?
I also write poems. How's this one? She stood on a sandbar, a smile on her lips. Though the dangerous ocean came up to her knees.
That doesn't rhyme.
No, wait till the tide comes in.
If I only had a gun on an alibi.
Yes.
I tell you, listen, I saw that, Petrie. I saw that. You gave me a nasty look.
So did nature.
So did
Listen, I don't like... Listen, you know something? I was told I was handsome.
When was that?
Just today.
No, I mean, when were you handsome?
On the telephone, Louisville calling.
Louisville?
Hello? The sponsors want to know how the audience likes the programs.
Listen, Petrie, if they ask you how I'm doing...
Don't worry, comrade. I'll simply evade the question.
Charlie, I'm going to kill him. I can't...
Well, listen, I'm upset about my own affairs anyway. Last night, I took a folly's beauty out riding in my car. And when I say a beauty, I mean a beauty. Are you following me?
I just got in the rumble seat.
Yes, sir. Well, everything was going beautifully until suddenly I looked down and saw a plain gold band on the fourth finger of her left hand.
No.
Without another word, I turned the car around and drove her home. And when we got there and she put up those gorgeous lips to kiss me goodnight, I just tipped my hat and drove off.
Well, thanks for the ride. I get out here myself, you know?
Well, what I want to know is this, Baron. Does it pay to have such high principles? What would you do in a situation like that?
Charlie, I do exactly what you did.
Yes?
Only...
Well, only what? What would you do?
I wouldn't lie about it. That's all.
It's that man with his famous trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and Edith Wright with Tea on the Terrace. Thank you.
terrace, service for two. Me on the terrace, looking at you. I'll be too busy to notice the view while having tea on the terrace with you. Tea on the terrace, tea cups of blue. Will you have sugar, one lump or two? I won't need any, your sweetness will do while having tea on the terrace with you. And as we read the tea leaves, I know that they'll reveal fate is around the corner with a love that's thrilling and real. Tea on the terrace, and when we're through, you know some secrets you never knew, all about love dreams that started and grew while having tea on the terrace with you.
Attention, everyone. We are now going to open a brand new department of the Worldwide Information Bureau. Time staggers on.
Time staggers on. That's a sort of a history of mankind down through the ages.
Yeah,
eh?
Only this will be inside stuff.
Inside stuff.
Now, not what history gives you.
No,
not what colleges teach you, but cold facts. Told here for the first time.
Well, who gave you these facts? H.G. Wells or Ripley?
No, Charlie. These facts were gathered by someone who has been working in secret all the time we've been on the air.
Really?
Someone the public has been waiting to hear from or never will be satisfied till they do.
Well, name him, Baron. We'll see if the public really does want to hear from him. Who is this genius?
My cousin Hugo.
Oh, your cousin
My
Hugo.
My cousin Hugo. Oh. Yes, he is.
Now, don't let's dig him up again.
No, he wasn't buried so deep.
Well, why put him on the Rawley program? He doesn't fit in with Rawley.
He should.
Yeah?
They used to be chums together.
Yeah, well, I don't believe your cousin Hugo knew Rawley at all. In fact, I'll bet he never even smoked a Rawley.
Listen, sometimes he smokes them.
Yeah?
But only when he's okay.
He only smokes Rawleys when he's okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean, okay?
Out of cool.
Out of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose Hugo knew the Cool family, too, eh?
Believe it or don't, Charlie.
What?
But he was the only one the Cools ever warmed up to.
Well, if they warmed up to Cousin Hugo, they must have been pixelated.
No! Mentalated. Yeah.
Well, Barry, come on. Let's get going when that time staggers on.
All right. We'll start with the very beginning of time.
Very beginning.
In the Garden of Eden. Yeah.
Why was it called Eden?
Because that's where they started eating apples.
Eating apples. Oh, that's pretty raw.
What do you want? Baked apples?
Baked.
Huh? Now, keep out.
All right,
now I give out the bars. Here, Susie.
Uh-huh.
Your ear. You're the mother of civilization.
Oh, you nutsy dopey. Well, I've never even been married.
You should have thought of that sooner. Yes. Now, look. Now, I play Adam. Now, where's Morton Bowe?
Here I am, Baron.
Good. You will be the apple tree.
And do I know my apples?
Stick to your high notes, will you please? The Baron makes the wise crack. Now get a good hold on Charlie, like so. That's it.
A good hold on me? You're getting mixed up, Baron. He's the apple tree, the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden. What's he holding me for?
You are the apple.
How do you like Charlie as an apple, Petty?
I refuse to answer. I'm no apple knocker.
That's a fine spot you gave me. What kind of an apple am I?
Let me see the top of your head.
All right.
You're almost the Baldwin.
A Baldwin.
Hey, what part do I play?
You play yourself. You snake in the grass, you.
He means you play the serpent, Patsy.
And don't forget, Snake, I want lots of hissing.
Yeah, from the way it looks, you'll get plenty.
And now that we... Patsy, please, don't practice. Now that we are starting... Stop it, will you? You're getting me rattled.
Can I help it if I'm a rattlesnake?
Now, listen, all right. Now, don't laugh at him.
All
listen,
right.
Susie, we are now Adam and Eve, who have just discovered the apple. But we don't know what it is. Now, read your lines.
Oh, but Adam, it must be good to eat. Come on, let's take just one teeny-weeny little bite. Huh?
Not me, Eva. That's forbidden fruit.
Forbidden fruit? Who makes it, Wrigley?
Stop. Will you please forget about it, please?
Well, what do you do if I don't, Adam?
Oh, the rays came.
Ooh, look at that snake. He's trying to talk to you.
Go on, eat it. What can you lose? An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, I'm not going to eat it just the same.
Then we'll have to have our telephone number changed.
What is it now?
281 Apple. Come in.
Oh, how do you do? I'm from the telephone company. We just got your order for a change of telephone number, and I'm afraid you'll have to eat the apple.
Why?
Well, you see, the only number we have left is 812 Green. Time. Tackles on.
Wasn't that wonderful? Say, wait, it's all over. You don't have to hiss no more.
Comrade, it's a pleasure.
Comrade.
Now, Baron, I'm both astounded and shocked. I'm amazed. I'm disappointed.
Wait, what's the matter, Charlie? You mean you didn't like it?
Like it? It's the most impossible, unheard of thing I've ever witnessed. You and your cousin Hugo should be put under restraint.
Yes?
Yes, you should. The Garden of Eden was nothing like that. Nothing like that at all. Well, have you nothing to say?
Yeah, only just one thing.
One thing, eh?
Yeah.
What's that?
What, you there, Charlie? Oh.
Yes, it's the voice of Morton Bow. And the song is Midnight Blue.
Midnight Blue, that was a color scheme when I met you. And soon this heart of mine was beating like thunder under the midnight blue. Midnight Blue had painted shadows on our rendezvous. I couldn't speak as I beheld you in wonder under the midnight blue. Roses gave you lips of red, and like a crown upon your head, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart serenade being sung. Love was young, midnight blue, and then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under the midnight blue. Roses gave you lips of red, and like a crown upon your head, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart serenade being sung. Love was young, midnight blue, and then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under the midnight blue. Under the midnight blue.
Hello, Worldwide Information Bureau. What is the jackknife dive? Sorry, we don't give information about nightclubs. Goodbye.
Pardon me, but is this the Information Bureau?
Now, look here at the gas station. What's the question?
Well, how many controls are there on my radio set?
That all depends. How many people are there in your family?
Oh. Hello, Information Bureau. What should Limburger cheese be made out of? Out of doors. Goodbye.
Could you tell me, please, mister, why don't my son sit on my lap anymore since he's put on long pants?
He's probably in business for himself.
Pardon me, young fella. Did you ever suffer from toothache?
What do you think? I enjoyed it?
Well, come on, hurry up, Baron. A brand new batch of questions just came in.
Yeah, first I asked you a question, Charlie.
What is it?
Who is the rubber tailor of radio?
Who's the rubber tailor of radio?
Yeah. And why am I?
And why? And why, will you? Have it your way, Baron. But sometimes being a ladies' man has its drawbacks.
Possible. You know, I saw a male beauty contest in Hollywood. Yeah. And the fellow who won it was so handsome, he caught every vote.
Oh, he must be some chic. What a man, huh?
What a man. You should listen. After the contest, every girl in town wanted to kiss him.
Really?
And before they finished, he swallowed a pound and a half of lip rouge.
A pound and a half of lip rouge?
Yeah. Boy, was I sick. Goodness, I was sick.
No kidding, Baron. Just look at these letters and wires. A.L. Ritter, Jerry Day, John A. Waddington of Maywood. John A. Waddington of Maywood, California. He's only 12 years old.
Yeah?
He wants to know why a horse swishes his tail.
That calls for a fly-in, son.
Yes, sir. And Morrell Sonneson of Columbus, Ohio. B.C.S. of Quincy, Illinois. Alice Heimlich of Seneca Falls. Thomas Noonan of Guttonville, Mr. and Mrs. A.F. Sapstron, and hundreds and hundreds of others. Now, let's get after them, eh?
Go ahead.
All right, here's the first one.
Let me hear.
Dear Baron, an auto salesman tells me there are two hoods on the car he's trying to sell me. Can this be so?
No. One of them must be a false hood. False hood. False hood.
Oh. Willie Burns wants to...
What?
Willie Burns wants to know what happened to the boy who sat on the burning deck.
He got the hot seat.
Got the hot seat. Where's the best place to hold the World's Fair?
Around the base.
Yeah, around the way. And who is the Speaker of the House?
The wife.
The wife. Well, that's very clever, Baron. In fact, I'd say you're a wit.
Well, maybe. Maybe you're half right.
Yeah, at least I'm no ham.
No, a ham can be cured.
Leave me alone.
Now ignore him, Baron. That's only professional jealousy.
Yeah, because I've got brains.
I certainly.
He'd be glad to have a head like mine to work with.
Yeah, so would a woodpecker.
So would a woodpecker. Now, gentlemen, please, the question. Now, here's one for Susie.
Uh-huh.
How many make a dozen?
12.
And how many make a million?
Very few.
Susie, why don't catfish have kittens?
Because tomcats can't swim.
Possible. Yes. Now, wait. Here's one I stick petulant. What animal drops from the clouds?
I don't know. What animal drops from the clouds?
Reindeer.
What was that?
I said reindeer. Reindeer.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want to know.
I met him. You baboon.
Baboon, careful, Baron. Did it ever occur to you how close all of us are to the monkey family?
Charlie, don't talk about the neighbors. Please,
not the neighbors.
Don't
you believe in evolution?
Not me, no. I'm sticking with Roosevelt. Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I stick with Roosevelt.
What's the matter? Don't you understand me? Not revolution, evolution.
Oh.
That's the theory that your ancestors were apes.
My ancestors?
Oh, certainly. They were monkeys, gorillas, chimpanzees.
Well, I've always spoken well of your people.
Well, that's nothing against you, Baron. In fact, I don't see what difference it makes to you if your grandfather was an ape.
But might not make any difference to me, but...
But what?
Would make an awful lot of difference to my grandmother. You know?
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Keepin' Out of Mischief. Thank you.
Questions for the Barron's Worldwide Information Bureau roll in with every mail, and Jack Pearl is personally acknowledging every one. If you can't stump the Barron, just send your question to Jack Pearl in care of this station.
Here's one right now. What's this little yellow piece of paper I've got in my hand?
Oh, why, that's
Wait, Paul. I answer that. That little yellow piece of paper is a very, very valuable coupon.
Yes, but where did I get that coupon?
That's easy. Those precious little coupons you can get only from either a package of Rawley cigarettes or from Cool cigarettes.
Barron, your part of the program's over.
But those coupons you get with Rawley are so cool. My goodness, Paul, I simply can't get over them. You know what you can get for those coupons?
Why, sure, Barron. You get really beautiful premium. A highball table made of solid black walnut, embroidered linen luncheon set, silver-plated julep cups or poker chips, or inlaid cigarette boxes for desk or table, just to mention a few of the many beautiful things shown in our catalog of premiums, offered in exchange for these coupons to anyone living in the USA. And if you buy Rawley's or Kool's by the carton, you get two extra coupons free.
Let's see now. Kool cigarettes are mentholated, aren't they?
Yes, but Kool's are mentholated so mildly that the full flavor of the choice tobaccos is not affected. Kool's contain just enough mild menthol to make each puff soothing and refreshing. A great thing to remember this treacherous weather.
But if you prefer a cigarette without menthol, then Rawley cigarettes have got what you want.
But don't Rawley's cost more than other cigarettes?
Not one red cent. You pay the same price for Rawley cigarettes as for any other popular price brand. But you do get a cigarette of superior tobaccos. A choice of plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Make mine Rawley's.
Make mine Kool's.
Take your choice, folks. But save those coupons. Tune in again next week for another show starring Jack Pearl and his company with Morton Bowe and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.